AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Ukraine says Russian missiles have wiped out a bridge that connects Odessa to neighboring Romania, while explosions continue to rock a separatist-held region over the Ukraine border in Moldova. This is leading to new concerns that the war zone could be expanding, along with an economic strike waged by Russia. More from our Karen Chamas.
In a dramatic escalation in tensions, Russian state-controlled giant Gazprom said it was cutting off natural gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria. European gas prices shot up on the news.
Asian stocks are lower this morning with concerns over rising fuel prices, echoing yesterday's big drop on Wall Street. The Dow lost almost 2.5% of its value. Pfizer's asking the FDA for approval to offer booster shots for younger children ages 5 to 11. That is, government researchers say about 3 out of every 4 U.S. children were infected with the coronavirus, along with half the U.S. adults. The CDC looked at antibodies in 200,000 people, differentiating between those produced by vaccines and those that came from the virus. Vice President Kamala Harris will be self-isolating today after her diagnosis, our Ed Donahue reports.
Harris had just returned from a week-long trip to the West Coast and has not been in close contact with President Biden. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha.
We have a very, very contagious variant out there. It is going to be hard to ensure that no one gets COVID in America. That's not even a policy.
Vice President Harris tweeted she will continue to isolate and follow CDC guidelines. Ed Donahue, Washington.
4 astronauts have blasted into space this morning from Cape Canaveral.
Godspeed. Time to let freedom fly.
A SpaceX capsule is taking them to the International Space Station. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has signed a bill that bans the use of non-binary gender markers on birth certificates. This is AP News. Kim Kardashian was on the witness stand for about an hour in Blac Chyna's civil lawsuit against the family.
They all say they had issues with their brother's ex-fiancé, Blac Chyna, and were not shy about discussing them with the people who ran their reality shows. But like the others, she insisted she did not directly seek to torpedo the spin-off Robin Chyna. At the same time, lawyers for Chyna showed Kim a bunch of emails that she sent about her reluctance to work with Chyna. She said she didn't remember most of them, though she did acknowledge one that said the family would vote from the shows if the couple was filmed for it. She said that sounded like something she would say. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Harvard University's vowed to spend $100 million to research and atone for its ties with slavery. The university admitted to using dozens of Black and Native American slaves during the 1600s and 1700s. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.